This is Lady Draco. Hope you're all doing well out there. This is another little installment. Today, we're going to talk about where and how long has BDSM been around exactly. Well, I could tell you it's been around for thousands of years. I'll tell you, whips, they were all over the ancient world. And you know I'm a history buff, so I love this stuff. And this is just some fun diversion for you to learn a little something new. You know, in Mesopotamia, there was a fertility goddess, Inanna, and she would whip her subjects so they would become aroused. And she would adorn herself in jewels. And she would get people so riled up into a dancing frenzy, and she would crack her whip until they all started having sex. And in Greek art, you could see so many pictures of flagellation. It's actually very common. Same thing in Roman days. Boys in Sparta would be lashed with whips for the entire day at the altar, until they would actually expire and pass out. And they would bravely endure it, cheerfully and proud, and vying for each other's the supremacy for who could last the longest, the greatest number of blows, and who was the victorious one at the end. So, we can see that this goes back to so many different places in time. And it also goes back to the Kama Sutra, which goes back thousands of years in India. And I think a lot grew from that. And according to the Kama Sutra, they recommended not only like blowing, striking blows with their hands, hitting open-palmed hands, back of hands with their hands. But they also taught how to bite, nip, bite, chew, and mark their lovers. And this was mainly women did this, actually. Some men did it as well. But I think that the Kama Sutra was kind of a book that then, through hundreds of years' time, then it kind of fell into the hands of people who could read and the aristocracy thousands of years later in other countries. And, of course, there were photos that sometimes would accompany some of the Kama Sutra books so people could actually see what was going on in the translations. And in the 12th century, in England and in Europe, of course, the literary and social phenomenon that was going on during those days was the idea of extreme passion, undying love, and a man willing to undertake any feat for his lady. And simultaneously, the man would experience extreme pain of never being able to obtain the object of his affection, the woman. And she was usually betrothed to other men of a higher class, usually, or out of his reach in some way. And this was usually, you know, in the literary books at the time. And the idea of allowing enslavement in the name of love and devotion, according to some people, historians and scholars, say that they would later influence later erotic literature and behavior. And then in the 15th century, which is 1400 AD, we see a lot of vinegar-soaked whips, which was used to brought about sexual pleasure, flagellation, especially a lot of self-inflicted kind through the Middle Ages. We've heard about priests self-flagellating for things that they have done. Also flagellation that could be carried out for a sin, of course, to rid the world of evil. And these were also going on, these whippings were going on for pleasure as well. It wasn't just for self trying to get sin out of the individual, like the monk or the priest. And vinegar, of course, as you know, it's like putting a salt in a wound. It's extremely painful. And then, of course, we can, of course, the master of them all who came on the scene, the Marquis de Sade, we all have heard of him, the French nobleman who would write erotica, and he ended up being imprisoned because of writing this in the 18th and early 19th centuries. His novels, they were full of aggressive sexual acts. He spent, as I said, time in prison for what they considered blasphemous, licentious behavior before he was exiled from France at the time. But he was a rich nobleman, otherwise he probably would have been put to death, which was considered scandalous of the day. And this was all prior to the French Revolution. But during his time in prison, he wrote one of his most famous works, which was Justine. I'm not sure if any of you have read the book Justine, but it's a book about a woman who was subjected to numerous sexual acts of brutality throughout her life. Cruelty and sexual fantasies of eroticism that the Marquis de Sade had put into these works, and it led up to the term sadism, which we still use today as the term for enjoying to inflict pain and torture in another. And that word sade or sadism stuck. And we can, the term masochism, a person who enjoys being the recipient of pain, which is masochism, we can thank Leopold von Sacher. And he was an Austrian writer, and he included spankings and other sexual proclivities in his stories. He was the writer of a book which you might have heard of called Venus and Furs. That was written in 1869, and that details the life and obsessions of a man who wanted to be enslaved to a woman, and he wanted to be punished, and he wanted to feel pain. And at one point, he wanted to be whipped by the woman until he bled and cried out, but later he thanks her afterwards for the punishment. And he, in this instance, in the book, he equates pain with joy, asking for more lashes. So because of him, this is where we come up with the term masochism. So this term stuck again, just like the word sade or sadism. And we can also thank John Cleland, who wrote in 1748, an excellent book. If you need some reading material, I would highly recommend reading the book Fanny Hill. Excellent book. Very graphic in detail, so you'll really enjoy it. It's about an orphan who has intimate exchanges with both men and women, works as a prostitute, she participates in all kinds of group gangbangs, witnesses all kinds of taboo acts, which I'm not going to describe now, but it's all in graphic detail. And Fanny Hill, from 1748, John Cleland, he's one of the classics of the BDSM, one of the classics. It's just excellent if you get a chance to read it. And then in the 18th century, brothels in the 18th century offered flagellation, beating, you know, either with a cane or with, you know, floggers for sexual pleasure. And so you could go to a brothel and not only, you know, have sex with a prostitute, but you could also be flogged or actually flog the prostitute. And so this was actually very common back in those days. And flagellation was considered a sexual stimulant in practice. So this was going on in the all in the 1700s, 1600s, 1700s, and 1800s, all throughout Europe. And unfortunately, it didn't carry over into the United States. A lot of the people who made their way to the United States here were very pious people coming, you know, for religion, try to, you know, rid themselves of, you know, religious persecution and whatnot. But it was in Europe, it was ahead of their time, shall we say, in those days. And you wouldn't think that that was the case. And of course, we go all the way up to, you know, today, the 20th century. And even in the 1920s and 30s, homosexuals in Europe were considered, you know, the fashion. It was considered to be all the rage to have a friend that was gay. So this was not looked down upon in the early, you know, 1900s, 1920, 1930. I think where it started to turn the tide against it was during the Second World War. And that only lasted until the 1960s, where it became, you know, okay again in the in fashion again, until we come back into the modern BDSM world. And of course, the internet has helped to bring people together in the BDSM communities. In today's world, unfortunately, we do not have many internet locations to meet, and everything is now kind of going back underground, which is really sad, considering we have such a big internet source available to us. But that's the way things go. I guess things get too big, too many people come into it that are not really interested in the lifestyle. They just want to play around, or they want to tease, or see how the kinky people live. And then too many of the real players, they see what's going on, and then they go back underground again. And that's what's happened. So that's what we have today. So there you have it, my friends. That's a little history of BDSM, where it came from. And I hope you've learned a little something today, giving you a few books that maybe you could look into while you have some downtime. You could even listen to them through Audible, audible.com, which is, you could listen to the audiobooks where you don't even have to get the actual hardback book if you don't want, and just listen to it. It's probably the best, actually. You don't want to actually order something through Amazon at these times anyway. So that's what I have for you today. Hope you're staying healthy and safe. Enjoy, keep masturbating, keep watching porn, keep gooning for me. Call me, listen to my files, and enjoy the time that you have, the downtime that you have. It's forced, but that's okay. Enjoy it. Try to relax and enjoy. This is Lady Draco. I will talk to you soon. Take care.